Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I know it's a weird request, but do you have any Icy Hot?
No, I don't. I'm fresh out of my office Icy Hot.
Dang you.
What seems to be the problem? Is it the shoulder or the elbow?
My right bicep feels... What?
Hey, come feel my bicep.
Hold on, let me just roll up this one sleeve. Now, okay.
Wow. Are you flexing?
Not yet. Yes, I'm flexing!
Yes, this is
fully flexed. This is fully flexed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's very flat. No, it just feels a little, I don't know, well, like crampy.
We participated in Earth Day festivities by picking up garbage in downtown Cedar Rapids. Is it from garbage?
I don't think so. I didn't lift anything that heavy.
Is that
heavy.
Your garbage arm?
That's my primary. This is my primary garbage arm.
I would disagree that you didn't pick up anything heavy because we found like the arm of a parking garage that somebody had either karate chopped or driven through, and it was splintered.
Yes.
So we picked up the pieces.
As we're picking up items for Earth Day yesterday, you decided it should be a competition. Because you wanted show and tell with awards at the end of the pickup.
That was my suggestion to make it a little more fun and rewarding.
And there we were. You and I were on the garbage team. And yeah, we found, I think there used to be one of those arm gates in that parking lot.
Yeah.
It's by that old tiki bar that's closed now.
Uh-huh.
I think, what was that? The Dragon
the
Restaurant?
The Dragon Forever?
Yes. So somewhere in that alleyway, we picked up, and that was a large chunk of wood, like fabricated wood.
Totally.
Yeah. So maybe I tweaked it. I lifted it at an odd angle. And then we had to carry the bag in a weird way so it wouldn't fall out. What?
You're telling me because you had to leave early. So then I had to carry it.
Yeah. How's your arms?
It was heavy.
It was heavy.
Like my gripper.
Yeah.
My grippy hand.
It's like when you're mowing the lawn, you get grip hand.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of stay in that position. Yes. Yes.
And then afterwards, I got home and I was telling my kids what I was doing. Like, I was out because it's Earth Day. And my youngest was like, well, I want to pick up garbage. So we gloved up and we...
Did you do the neighborhood?
Did the neighborhood, went down to Morgan Creek. I think somebody had already gotten to it.
Which is good, because remember, Morgan Creek is one of those take-in, take-outs.
Yes, and I think that when that park area opened last year, a lot of people did not realize that, and there was quite a bit of garbage.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm glad that was inspirational for your daughter.
It was.
How's her right bicep? Pretty good?
She's okay. She's all right.
Did she realize it was more work when she started doing it, not fun?
Well, there's a park at the end.
Oh, good point.
And some friends ended up being there, and they gave us a ride home, which was nice. That's about the perfect way.
That's a good way to end that. Yes.
Because it's a little too far to go there and back. We can get there fine because you've got the motivation. But to get home, there's no motivation.
That's when you need bikes.
Yes.
E-bikes.
E-bikes.
Yeah, that'll get you to and from.
Oh, they should put up a little city e-bike stand right there.
That's where you need one.
And
that's a great idea.
Ditch it in my front yard.
Like all of Cedar Rapids again. When did those start showing up?
I don't know. Within the last week.
I saw a guy on those low-riding scooters sitting weirdly low with his arms up like Friday night. Driving around downtown. So
okay.
Yeah, I think scooter season's back.
Maybe just this past weekend.
Look out for those green scooters.
I never see anyone on them. I just see the scooters ditched in weird places.
Like out of areas where I thought they were supposed to automatically not work.
I thought they didn't work this far out.
Oh, and I'm still very confused because you need an app and a credit card to turn these things on. And yet many kids are on them.
And they should know.
How does that work?
Exactly who was writing it last.
Yes.
Huh.
Well.
Maybe a strongly worded letter.
From a day to celebrate the greenness of Earth to green scooters, what are you going to do?
You just carry on.
You do carry on.
You carry on.
That's what I'm just going to fight through this slight bicep.
You can do this.
Issue.
Slight bicep discomfort.
This is my mouse in hand, though.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I don't get, carpal elbow.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Trying to run things for the show.
Well, might be a little slower than normal.
Please know that going into this day. Anson Eric Hansen may be moving just a little bit slower due to slight bicep discomfort.
I have an injured wing.
Slight.
On the pain scale, it's zero.
Well,
I mean, there's no pain. It just feels a little
It's not
weird.
Even a one.
It's not even a one.
It's probably a 0.5.
It's a noticeable, I think it's a little crampy. That's all.
Okay. Well, you fight through that.
Thanks.
New survey says 20% of Americans say they are always thinking about their next vacation, including while they're on their current vacation.
No.
No?
Always thinking?
Always? I always think.
I think it's too high.
When I'm on vacation, I always think, I should do this more. Like, because when you're not on vacation, it's like, hey, get stuff done.
Yes.
Like, Focus. But when I'm on vacation, I'm like, this is amazing. We should do this more. Let's get away. Let's take the time.
I might be thinking about vacationing longer or more, but I'm thinking about where's my next destination.
You aren't?
No.
Really?
Unless it's that place. I'm like, oh, we should come back
here. We got to come back here.
Or we should do this again.
Mm-hmm.
There, I could see that. Maybe people are thinking that.
Yeah.
But if you're like on a beach in Mexico, are you then thinking about, I'd love to take a cruise to Italy?
I'd love to go to Scotland. No, I
don't
think you're
the opposite, right?
No. I don't think you're thinking, if you've got a Mai Tai in hand.
I guess that if you are vacationing, you're thinking about more vacation.
Yes.
Sure.
I think it's just the downtime, the relaxation.
Yeah.
But if you're taking a vacation, is it also, you know, trips like you like to take? Or is it?
I like agendas. Is this an American poll or an international poll?
This is Americans.
Because we're also horrible at taking vacations.
We are. And
by comparison.
Vacation guilt, right?
I don't have that. 0% of Erics have vacation guilt.
I do.
None.
I always feel bad leaving you people behind.
Nope.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Nope. I know there are people who can do what I do. As you know, I leave copious amounts of things.
Yes, you do.
I help people through that role.
You love notes.
I do love notes and doing your work for you. To make sure it's done the way I want it to be done.
Because then it's done my way.
Then it's done and it's done Eric's
way. And
let's
face it, the right way.
That's the correct way. 100% of Eric's want his work done Eric's way.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
It's been on my mind many times. I've just never brought it up in this thing.
Just
room.
Repress.
It's not really... It's like... It's one of those... Oh, that's interesting. And then I kind of file it away until it happens again. I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting again. And then I file it away. And then it happened again this morning. And what I think what caught my eye is a good friend of ours who has moved to Colorado almost a decade ago was back in town this past weekend.
Oh, nice.
And I'm guessing she's leaving probably today or tomorrow because she had one night out with friends last night. So I don't know what your routine is, but at whatever, 3-something in the morning, you and I are, we're wide awake, right?
Yeah.
So our day is starting,
mm-hmm.
and my day starts with a little breakfast, getting ready, and then a little Facebook time.
Yeah, scrolly scroll.
And it wasn't maybe more than 1 or 2, 3 scrolls that as I'm starting my day, she's going to bed. And
wow.
That's happened before where I've noticed people have posted like, well, good night at about 1 or 2 from when I'm getting up.
Really?
And just to put that in perspective, right?
No, yeah, actually, there's... People who are like, oh, really? You're like just waking up as I'm winding down. Like,
and some people, I've got some insomniac friends, clearly based on when they're posting.
Totally.
My neighbor is always posting. But this particular person, like the post was basically, we're at the bar, we're going to have one more. And mm-hmm. that was maybe within 1 or 2, right? Because bars close at 2.
Yes.
So she was probably just getting to sleep as I was waking up and just on a Monday night, no less.
Monday?
I just thought that was very unique.
Yeah.
But good for her, right? If you're just in town, it's going to be a long day today.
Yeah.
I've had those nights before, too.
Oh, well, yeah, and I don't know what the travel situation is.
But just like, well, that's just, God, come on, it's one more. Okay. Just, I haven't seen you guys for a long time. One more. Then I'm going to go to bed. And I'm like, you just went to bed like 1 hour ago. And I'm ready to go.
Wow.
To start my day. I thought that just kind of put my morning in perspective.
Hmm.
But that'll probably happen once a month. I'll just be scrolling. I'm like, you're just now, like, you're wrapping up your day.
Am I living my best life? Are they living their best life?
I'm into my Tuesday and your Monday hasn't ended yet.
What?
That's how weird that is.
That's strange.
Yes. If it's a Friday or Saturday, I totally get it.
Totally.
That was a Monday. Right?
Yeah.
That
surprises me. It's like, wow.
That was a 26-hour Monday.
Wow.
Good for you.
Because it does seem like everybody is a little bit more wide awake as you go further into the week.
Yes.
Like, oh, by Friday, like, oh, that makes sense that there's more people.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But like, that's just good for you.
On a Monday.
Way to celebrate being in town. And, oh, you're going to regret today. Oh.
you're going to feel it.
You're going to be dehydrated.
All those decisions.
Yes.
I am so excited, first of all. Like, happy birthday, Audrey. She's been celebrating since Friday when we had a big slumber party, had some kids over, and just a couple of friends, and there was just makeup. They did a lot of like skincare, and they walked around, they went to the park, and like they went bowling. They just kind of did like typical middle schooler stuff. And as typical middle schooler stuff, they got a little bored. There was a lull in the afternoon when it was like, well, what do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? And that's when I had to intervene with the whole bowling plan, because they started talking about making prank phone calls, and they weren't just going to prank their other friends or prank even a teacher or something like that. They went straight to the top. They thought that they would call the IRS, and I was concerned.
The IRS?
Yes. Eric, at the point I intervened, I thought that maybe I had misheard them, but the IRS was actually called.
Oh, no.
And I was like, wait, what is your plan here? We're just going to tell them we have a bunch of money and that they're going to want our money, and then we'll just hang up. And I'm like, it's the IRS. It's a government entity. There's a chance they could find your phone. Your phone's in my house. There's going to be people here. They're going to come get me. Because I wasn't watching you, even though you're 12 and you know better.
I hate
you
this.
You hate? No. You said you love this.
Because it's like, call them and tell them we have a bunch of money.
We have so much money. You want our money?
I just love them.
Hey, IRS, you want my money?
Come get us, IRS. Court records show the man charged with killing a Monticello Fairway employee plans to argue he was intoxicated when his trial begins this summer. Nathan Russell charged with first-degree murder and going armed with intent. Russell accused of shooting and killing Aaron McCaddy, outside the Monticello Fairway on November 7th. By arguing intoxication, Russell's defense will try to prove that he was incapable of forming intent. That trial is scheduled for August. Let's move over to some sports shorts and big news coming out of the University of Iowa yesterday. Longtime football color commentator Ed Podolak is stepping away from the radio booth.
What?
He has been doing Hawkeye football since 1982.
Are you kidding me?
42 years of color commentary. That is unheard of.
So how far after his college career was that? Because, I mean, that's a long time to do.
That's an excellent question I am not prepared to answer.
Because holy buckets, that's a...
I do know he worked in the NFL for a while. He was a commentator on NBC.
Oh, okay.
He did some college football was a commentator for ESPN.
I just didn't know what his career path was after.
Send producer Ben down the hall to our brother station,
okay.
ESPN Radio.
Ben,
that, the answer lives over there.
Do that, Ben.
Because that I don't know. I know he had a great career for the Chiefs.
Go, Gadget, Ben.
He played for Iowa, but I don't have my years straight.
Okay.
But that's 500 Hawkeye football games, give or take. 42 years of color commentating. He's still going to be part of the pregame, possibly the postgame, some podcasting
as well.
But not
during the game.
But, I mean, that's a 4-hour commitment plus all of the work you got to do ahead of time.
Yeah.
It sounds like he likes to retire in Arizona, I think, or Texas or something. He also used to hang out with Jimmy Buffett, but by the by. What's he going to do now? He had kind of this like, not an Iowa lifestyle, and then like he'd be back for football season, then just kind of go back to living the way Eddie Podolak lives, right?
Island life.
This was the topic, though, on our text string is who's the guy?
Who is
or
it?
Or woman, I guess, but yeah. Who's coming in next? Do you have any votes that you would put there?
I think you need somebody, like a real Hawkeye, somebody fun, but a name that people recognize and know and love.
It's got to be a former player, hands down.
I think like, I don't know, like he's probably too busy, but like Nate Kading would be fantastic.
I hear Nate Kading's name a lot.
Really?
I know.
I feel like he's probably too busy.
I don't know. No, Nate. You know what? I actually have Nate Kading's phone number.
Okay. Text him after. Go.
But he's more like business guy.
Yeah.
But he does host his own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got like broadcast chops. So that's
yes.
Good. But you really need somebody who understands like all phases of the game, can see from that booth maybe what's happening, what went wrong.
What about Marvin McNutt? Right.
Marvin McNutt is interesting. Maybe. I didn't have him on my list.
Maybe.
Paul Burmeister, former quarterback for Iowa, is doing this exact job for NBC right now.
Snag him.
That would be a lot of dollars.
Yeah.
He'd be very expensive.
Yeah.
Chuck Long.
Yes. Would he do it?
I don't know. Why not? Anthony Herron played for Iowa, is now an analyst for the Big Ten Network.
Oh.
So there's a possibility.
Okay.
I'm sure there's Lou Montgomery does some radio, I think, locally as well. So there are some. And Marvin McNutt, I didn't have on the list. So that's an interesting way to look at it.
I know football, Eric.
You do know football. Oh, that reminds me. You and I know something else. As much as you and I know football, you and I both know
business.
Except we didn't know enough to get into this competition.
What?
The Iowa Association of Business, ABI, IAB rather.
I was going to say, try again.
And industry is conducting a statewide contest looking for the coolest thing made in the state of Iowa. This is an inaugural event. They've never done this before. Voting is now open at coolestthingina.com.
So it's a product, a thing.
It has to be a tangible item.
Okay.
Fruit gushers are made just down the hill at General Mills, as an example.
That's cool.
Winnebagos are made in our state. Blue Bunny ice cream.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't realize the
John Deere implements.
Yes.
Jolly Time popcorn.
That's us?
That's us. Musco Stadium lighting, built here in Iowa.
Hello.
Fiberglass pedal boats are made here.
Didn't know that.
Kent, the seed company, has their own line of cat litter. Trolley cars. We have a trolley car manufacturing company in the state of Iowa. Custom-built pipe organs.
Yes.
Tiki bar boats.
What?
NASCAR wheels. All made here in Iowa.
What?
There are 68 items currently up for vote. That's going to be whittled down to 16.
We're voting. I love it. Okay.
Once that's 16. So right now you can take the 68, cast your vote, get it down to 16. Come May 1st, they're going to give you the top 16 and they're looking for number one.
Wow.
That goes through the month of May. Winner will be announced June 5th.
This is going to be tough.
Coolest thing in IA.com. Next year, my friends, we have to get something on the board.
Put something out there.
We have so many business ideas here and we do a great job of making the commercials for them. Maybe if we actually made the product.
Well, let's make the commercials for them, make the product, and then send them to AIB.
That's the next step.
Yeah.
That is it. Then that's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Get ready for even more Beyonce. CNN is doing a new documentary about Beyonce. It's called Call Me Country, Beyonce and Nashville's Renaissance. It drops on Max on Friday. It's all about her impact. Artists like Beyonce, like Lil Nas X, how they're kind of challenging the country music industry's
the
status
norms.
Quo. Yes. And how actually behind the scenes in Nashville, black artists have been laying the foundation for this transformation for some time. But now we're seeing the emergence. Sounds fascinating.
You'll hear the name Charlie Pride somewhere in that documentary.
For sure.
I'll put money on that.
For sure. And let's talk about fallout, shall we, from Taylor Swift's wrath. Kim Kardashian is feeling the wrath after Taylor took aim at her and her latest album with her song, Thank You, Amy. Kim lost 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
That's huge. 100,000 followers on Instagram. And a lot of Swifties, you know, maybe a couple jabs on her account.
So are we presuming these were Swifties? They're like, I can't like her
yes,
now.
Yes, I can't like you both. I have to change.
Is
how
there
I'm
a lyric
things.
That says don't like her on Instagram?
It never told them
is
what to
Taylor
do.
Taylor Swift brainwashing us?
I don't know. I don't know, but it seems like everybody is just, you know, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. Like, that's kind of what we are all talking about in this musical moment. And they are peacefully coexisting. Remember, Beyonce showed up at the Eras Tour
yes.
movie, and then she did the same. The Swifties and the Beehive, however, their fan bases seem to be having a little bit of beef at each other. The issue is Post Malone. He appeared on both artists' albums. He did Levi's Jeans with Beyonce. And when she dropped that song, he gave her an Instagram shout out saying, I love you, Beyonce. But after he appeared on Fortnite with Taylor Swift, he just was gushing on Instagram. He said, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity that someone like Taylor comes into this world. And I am floored by your heart and your mind. And I am beyond honored to have been asked to help you on your journey. I love you so much. Thank you, Tay. And Beyonce's fans are like, that doesn't seem fair. He didn't give her as much recognition, right. And she's doing even more, breaking barriers down with her new album. So, you know, Swifties are like, calm down. You need to calm down. But still, there's some hurt there. Let's not fight over Post Malone, ladies.
Are they fighting at each other?
I don't know.
Attack Post Malone.
Get Posty.
Go get him.
Excellent point, Eric.
Thank you.
And while they're busy destroying each other, maybe this gives Jennifer Lopez a little bit of opportunity.
Oh, we have an opening?
Oh, poor Jennifer Lopez just doesn't seem to be having the same cachet that the other two are having.
No.
Her album, This Is Me, now underperformed. She's had to cancel several tour dates due to low ticket sales. One brand expert was doing a little bit of analysis, like exactly where did things go wrong for J-Lo? The brand expert says it started back in 2022, the Super Bowl halftime documentary, Halftime. J-Lo was griping about how she had to share the stage with Shakira. And she said it's just that her grievance wasn't expressed eloquently. It made her seem unlikable. Plus, you add in the Ben Affleck factor. People think Ben Affleck's sad face has to do with it. He kind of has a little bit of a resting sad face.
He's a little mopey.
And they said in the shadow of like the longtime beloved and suffering Jennifer Garner, we have the imagery of Ben and J-Lo together. Like, if you look at them in reality, when
is she too real?
When they're being real, it's like kind of like they've had some arguments on the side of a curb, like fast food takeaway, you know, Dunkin' commercials. It just kind of looks mundane and it doesn't look as glamorous as you want J-Lo to be.
It looks like my life, right?
Yeah.
Donuts and we got mad at each other.
And the expert says that's a problem because we don't want J-Lo to be a normal person. We want her to be J-Lo.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's just one person's analysis.
That's a good analysis.
Pretty interesting, though. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
How do you think Mother Earth feels today?
I have to say, it's kind of like, you know, when you wash your hair after a long weekend.
We exfoliated Mother Earth yesterday.
We exfoliated. It was like the shower, you know, like yeah. Where you really get in there.
There's a microblading, a derma something.
A dermaplane.
It was us and probably what? A good dozen plus
yeah.
friends of ours, new friends from Shive Hattery. Their office is in downtown Cedar Rapids in the Armstrong Center. And we met right at lunchtime and we were all given the kit, the mayor or the city manager's one bag challenge kit. And then we just disperse to clean Cedar Rapids.
Went through street by street and just kind of picked up any garbage that we saw. And it was a windy day yesterday. So any garbage flying around. I had a lot of that. Remember that movie American Beauty where the plastic yes. bag is just kind of floating around in a circle?
It's just so beautiful.
It happened to me twice, which I thought was odd.
At any point, did you feel like the bag was following you?
No, but it was really sad. I was trying to catch it. And it kept
you couldn't catch the floating bag.
One of them kept getting away from me, and it was really embarrassing. And I was
due
like,
to
I hope
height
no
or
one's
speed?
Looking. Speed, wind speed, man. Yeah. And then
just
at some point,
around.
If you're in downtown Cedar Rapids, some like streets versus avenues, there's like a wind tunnel.
And oh, for sure.
If it blows through just right, you get a little wind spur.
Like a little dust devil.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Or in our town. And I don't try to call stuff out too often, but if you smoke, could you please find an ashtray? Mm. That was the predominant thing I felt I was picking up was cigarette butts.
There was one gentleman who was working with us, and he made that his mission, is to just get the butts.
And though what's tough is wearing those gloves.
Sorry for what I said.
Was that, like, did he have a t-shirt that just said, just get the butts?
He did. He just kind of became known for it at the end of the day.
So what's like, he's like captain of butt patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which is not a bad idea. We should have a butt patrol on more regular basis in downtown Cedar Rapids. Right?
I agree. It would be very beneficial to pick up some of those cigarette butts.
No butts here.
Yeah.
Butt patrol. Picking up butts in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Sorry, everyone.
I think it's like cigarette butts.
Yeah, obviously.
It's a great idea.
Obviously.
The gloves were a little clunky though, but I didn't want to take them off because we were also dealing with cups of whatever that liquid was.
I didn't want to touch that cup.
And then water bottles. Mm-hmm. And you and I also worked the railroad tracks a little bit by the bike trail. That had some junk in it. We found like one of those arms that comes down to block a parking lot somebody broke it apparently over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
So that became trash that we had to pick up.
We picked up that trash. Somebody found a construction sign that had been defaced. So instead of closed, it said lose. They crossed out the C and the
That's
D.
Clever.
It's very clever. But they're like, this is garbage, right? Because somebody ruined the sign.
Yeah, they're not going to put it back up.
Somebody found a full baggie of apples sliced.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, but they were...
Had been there a while.
They're disintegrating.
They've been in the elements.
Bit. Yeah.
I've noticed the last couple of days driving to work, although I didn't see it this morning, a bag of bread. And yes, on an exit ramp. Someone, I don't know if it got tossed out the window or what, but it was there last week. I should have picked it up.
You go get it.
For 2 days it became, I wonder if it'll be there the next day. And now I'm like, I should have probably picked it up that first day and thrown it away.
It was so fun because then afterwards I came home and the kids didn't have school. So my youngest wanted to keep picking up garbage. So we went on a walk to Morgan Creek. And as we were walking by like kind of the dog park area, we found a stuffed animal. And she's like, we have to take this home and wash it and find the owner. And I was like, I know. No, we're not going to do that. It's a much loved chewed up.
You realize that's the plot to Toy Story 3 that you've just perpetuated. Now you've got an angry stuffed animal bear that's going to turn toys against other toys, Claire.
No!
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Prom time.
Prom time. Here
Call to the prom.
That's exactly what we need right now. You need to get your tickets so you can join us for Z102.9 prom coming up on Saturday, May 4th. Tickets are on sale right now. KZAA.com. Really easy way to snag them, or the Z102.9 app. Or if you want to go get them in person, you can walk up to the box office at Theater Cedar Rapids, cash in hand, $30, or Hurting and Soccer Jewelers in downtown Iowa City.
We're going to open those doors at 8 o'clock. The party goes till 11:30. And when we say party, we are bringing you the full, you're an adult now, prom experience. We got DJ Lady J making sure you have a good time on the dance floor. And then our friends at the Doubletree always make sure you have a good time because you are 21 or older, and that includes having some excellent bartenders and custom crafted cocktails for the evening.
Travis Faust is our guest this morning from the Doubletree by Hilton Cedar Rapids Convention Complex. Good morning, Travis.
Well, hey, good morning, Claire. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
We're great. We're not as well dressed as you. This
you
would be
Dapper Dan.
You
today.
Are dressed for prom right now. You look fantastic.
Well, thank you. Got my bow tie on especially for you this morning.
You thought all the way through this. Now, you guys have been working on coming up with some fun cocktails that'll help kind of vibe with the theme of the party, which is kind of a Kentucky Derby-esque thing.
Oh, you got it. Well, I've been hearing you talk about these great Iowa products all morning.
Yeah.
I brought you a pretty cool Kentucky product this morning. We got some bourbon. Oh.
Does it start with mint and end with julep?
It does. I hear you're the committee for...
We are the mint julep committee.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard about that, did you?
We have an official mascot. It's the mint leaf. And we have an official drink. It's the mint julep.
We have everything we need as a committee.
Except our hands are empty. May we sample...
Well, I hope live up to
the
this.
The mint julep. Now, while Travis is grabbing this, reminder. So 21 plus, you got to have your ID, of course, to attend. Travis, before we dive into the beverage, you guys have recently switched at the hotel. You are now a credit card only location. Is that correct?
We are. We've gone cashless. So
okay.
Bring your cards and be ready to have fun.
Actually, super convenient, right?
It is. It makes it so much easier.
Yes.
Do you have the machines that like can read my watch?
Well, not quite that fancy.
We're almost there.
Almost.
So you got the card, but
what?
Someday.
Is that a thing?
There, yeah.
It'll just be scan your retina?
We're almost there, too.
Almost.
We're almost in Minority Report times. But right now, we're almost at a horse track in Kentucky right now.
I know. The smell, though, of like the fresh mint leaves on a nice mint julep.
Right?
Love it.
Not bad
Love
for
it.
A Tuesday morning.
No.
And properly served, by the way, in the silver cup.
Is that a thing?
It is at the Kentucky Derby, yes.
This is the correct way to serve it. You got to have the icy cold cup with lots of crushed ice in it. You bet.
And then you got a sprig of mint on top, and then let's see what's in this thing.
How did you bring special ice cubes?
I'm just that good.
The man sleeps in a bow tie, Claire, so we know.
Oh, my goodness.
That is smooth.
Did you sip?
Yes, I sipped a sip again.
Oh, my goodness.
That is so super smooth. And mint juleps, it's mint, simple syrup, and bourbon. That's it.
That's about it.
It's a pretty simple cocktail.
That's all?
That's it.
Yeah.
This is delicious.
Even I can make these.
No kidding.
So this will be one of the surprises that we've got in store coming up prom night, May the 4th.
Okay. But is, quick question, back to simple syrup.
Yeah.
How simple are we talking?
Sugar and water.
That's it.
You just heat the mixture.
That's it.
That's simple syrup.
Oh my gosh.
Tuesday just got better, didn't
it? Okay.
Any Tuesday that starts with mint juleps is the best Tuesday ever.
These are going to go down so smoothly.
Got my breath also.
I know, and it's almost like, oh, did I just brush my teeth?
No, I had a mint julep on a Tuesday morning thanks to the Doubletree. That's how my day is going.
I hope the boss isn't listening because I'm going to play off the toothpaste thing when I get to work
this morning.
Oh, yes.
Not.
All you have to do is say, just had some mint. Wink.
It was for work.
That's right.
All right. Now, what is the second concoction?
Glass.
So for those of you who aren't necessarily as big on the bourbon or don't like the mint, this is a Kentucky lemonade. So a little bourbon in there again, but lots of fresh lemonade, a little sparkling soda to top it off, lemon and a cherry.
And the glass is a recycled glass.
It is, yeah.
Happy Earth Day.
I feel like we're having a picnic. Like
seriously.
A Southern Kentucky style picnic.
Uh-huh.
We don't do things wrong.
Mm-mm. What?
Like that you audibly
Well, the ice shifted on me and then all of a sudden I had a piece of lemon in my face. So I was trying to eloquently just move things just using my lips.
I got this.
The hazards of the job.
Ooh, this is nice too.
These are both really smooth.
Yes.
That's, I think, the first thing I noticed. And very well blended, right? They're layered. It's not like you get a punch of alcohol right. or no. like there's nothing in this.
So, is this a simple cocktail as well? Is it just lemonade? And
lemonade, a little sparkling soda, and some bourbon.
Sparkling soda, that's key to this guy.
Yeah.
Because yep. it really you hardly get the bourbon at all.
I'm not getting bourbon at all.
That's the danger of it, right? Mm-hmm. Too easy.
That's why I'm slurping slowly and not chugging, Claire.
Oh, he slurps and sips.
Also, I have to be very careful what works its way into the beard.
Yeah.
That's also, that's impacted how I enjoy my beverages. Yeah, okay, so things to know. Bring an ID.
Yes.
Step back. Buy a ticket.
Step one.
Bring an ID. And then make sure you've got a credit card on you because we are cashless at the Doubletree.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, come dressed like you're ready to go to a prom and have a great time. And also, as I always try to do, tip that bar staff because they do such a great job of slinging drinks, right? Because they, at 8 o'clock, they just get slammed.
Right, right.
Yes.
And of course, you probably have your like favorite beverage of choice, but do not sleep on these because they are delicious.
They're very good.
Come visit Tia and she'll make you one of these and I'll be over at the cake station and say hi.
Aha!
And cake!
Hey,
I almost forgot about cake. Does it get any better?
This Tuesday morning just keeps getting better. It started with your smiling face, Travis, and it ends with me slurping a beverage. We'll see everybody at the Hold Your Horses prom coming up May 4th at Z102.9.
Cheers!
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
You never know when a kid is going to develop an attachment to things. Sometimes it's stuff that you'd expect, like a toy that they've had since they were a baby, or a baby blanket that just kind of stayed in the crib with them and it became kind of a comfort love item. But sometimes there's items that a kid will develop attachments to that, like, you didn't see that coming.
And it's more than just a phase, like they're in their dinosaur phase or their big trucks phase.
Mm-hmm.
This is the everywhere they go, they have to be physically connected to it, like holding it, or at least know it's in the vicinity.
Yeah, it has
to be near them.
Nearby. It has to be with us when we travel.
We've got a ton of answers on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Mom Kate, her son sleeps with an actual soccer ball. He kicks it around the house and then it always goes to bed. They bought him a soccer pillow. No bueno.
No, thank you. I would like the ball.
I want to sleep with the soccer ball.
A lot of times I think this stuff comes down to textures. Like, you know, the smoothness of the soccer ball, if it's a certain type.
We have more than one answer about, like, not lingerie per se, but like a slip if you're wearing a dress.
My mom's slip.
Satin, because it's kind of satiny.
Mm.
It's got you think that's texture also?
Oh, absolutely. That was the deal with my daughter's blanket, is that the one side was all this satin fabric.
Yes.
So it was very soft, very, very gentle. Rima actually said that she had a slip of her mom's that she was using and accidentally dropped it at a restaurant, and the waiter picked it up and was like, ma'am.
Who do you give it back to?
He asked the mom, ma'am, I think you dropped this.
But the flip side is
so weird.
You and I both have nephews and they're in like a remote control phase. And I don't know if that's texture or interactivity.
True. Because it's like a toy.
It's a toy. And they're also watching every adult in their life has something in their hand. It's probably a phone.
Be it a phone or a remote control.
Or remote control. Exactly.
Yeah.
But that becomes the whoopee, the lovey, the stuffy, the thing that has to go with them. And it's none. It's not a stuffed animal, right? It's not a blanket. It's just that those are the new loveys, I guess.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, maybe that's just like a little boy thing. I don't know.
That's our question today for Momtiversity. We would love to have a conversation with you. Does your kid have an unusual lovey? Let us know at 200-1029.
Well, my two-year-old, thank God, for only a month or about a month, was attached to tomatoes, and we had to carry a tomato with us everywhere we went.
Like a fresh tomato?
A fresh tomato. And when it would get bruised and all gross, I'd have to get a new one. Or it'd be a big problem.
What was the attachment? Do you know where that started?
It was really soft and smooth, and she's all about the texture. So.
Oh, yeah, that can be a big thing.
But you said just a couple of months?
Only a month, thank goodness, because it was causing a mess.
No kidding.
Was this a homegrown thing? Like, were you out in the garden, she touched them, or is it like we went through the grocery store and she discovered this thing and she had to have it?
Yes, she became my shopping partner, and she would, whatever we'd put in the cart, I'd let her put in the cart. And when we had a tomato at one point, it was on from there.
It's on.
Apples, don't give me apples. I need a tomato, baby.
You throw that banana away, Mom.
Yep, tomatoes for sure.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.